It just so happens that our own Aine Nealana is Vice President of the Tree Council of Ireland. Recently, we haven't had a chance to mention it till now, the Tree of the Year was announced. So talk about the Tree of the Year and what the Tree Council of Ireland has to do with it and all that kind of stuff.
Well, it's a competition like, one dear to your own heart, it might be the Eurovision of trees, if you like. So we had the national competition. There were four trees nominated and people had to take votes on which ones they wanted. We had one out in Drogheda, the mighty battle oak, which actually was there when the Battle of the Boyne was fought. There was a sweet chestnut in Kildare and the Arbor Hill sycamore in Dublin. But the one that won was the Tree of the Year, which is the Witch's Yew. And this is situated in the grounds of Blarney Castle in Cork. Now, this Witch's Yew is actually 600 years old, so it's very old indeed. And yews, of course, are mystical trees. They have a certain amount of mysticism going with them. This one is 600 years old in Blarney Castle. And we all know that the Blarney Stone, if you kiss the Blarney Stone, you get the gift of the gab. I nearly brained myself on the castle giving it a kiss. But as you can see, I have the gift of the gab from it. But anyway, the gift of the gab was given to it by a witch who conveyed to the people of the area this important information that you get the gift of the gab by kissing the Blarney Stone. Anyway, she was stuffed into a hole underneath the tree because you can't have witches wandering about. But she can come out at night time, and she wanders around the castle. But she's safely in under the roots of this wonderful yew tree during the day.
And if you kiss the tree, does anything happen to you?
I don't think anything happens to you. No, you wouldn't want to be kissing the tree. Yew trees are poisonous. Keep you away from the tree. But apparently there's a witch's kitchen, sort of a building that was built by the Jeffers family way back in the 1700s beside this, an old ruin of a thing now. And quite often there's the dying embers of a fire there in the morning, which obviously the witch was up all night keeping herself warm. Anyway, this 600-year-old witch's yew is the Ireland entry now to the European Tree of the Year. So we want to win the European Tree of the Year with this wonderful tree. So now you have to go online. We all have to vote for our Irish tree as opposed to one from any other country.
And when is that competition taking place?
Oh, it's over the next few months, like anything else you want online, you actually vote for this.
Okay, we'll put the details on the website.
We want Ireland.
And if you happen to be in Blarney, have a look at the tree, the yew tree. 600 years old.
600 years old at least, because the centres of yew trees they go hollow in the centre, so it's difficult to core them. You know, normally if you want to age a tree, you take a core through the centre and you count the rings. But the yew trees become hollow on the inside. I mean, that doesn't make them fall down or anything, because as you know, the living part of the tree is the outside, the bark. But you can't core them as a consequence. So quite often, we know these are old trees because there'll be records of them when they were planted or something like that. I mean, the oldest tree that we know is another yew tree down in Inishfallon in Killarney. And in 1176, this was brought into the monastery in Killarney in 1176. And it was a tree at that stage. And it's still down there. And that's over 1,000 years old. So this is, while it's an old tree, it's not the oldest one in Ireland, but it's certainly the most famous one. And it's the one that we want to have as Tree of the Year for the whole Europe.
All right, visit the website rte.ie/Mooney so you can have a look at this, the Irish Tree Council Tree of the Year, which is now entering into this European competition, and you can find out all the details of how you can go about and vote for it. Well spotted indeed. The Tree of the Year, it's in Blarney.